Troubles in the Ukraine concerns Christians. Cuban churches face an uncertain future. And short-term teams are reaching Rwanda's new generation with a message of hope. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Ukraine's government is in disarray. Lawmakers voted this week to fire the prime minister's government over a gas import agreement with Russia. That puts President Viktor Yushchenko's job in danger. Barry Gardner with Russian Ministries is concerned because Yushchenko has been a friend of religious freedom. Politically, Gardner believes Christians are safe.
Ukrainian Christians, I think, are really on the move there. So there's a lot more religious activity in that country. And that means that it's unlikely that even a new person coming in who would not be as friendly to missions would be able to cause a really harsh repression that we might fear in Russia.
The issue's been sent to the Supreme Court. Gardner's asking Christians to pray.
Pray that religious liberty continues to be free in Ukraine so that we can continue to preach the gospel. That's number one. Number two, of course, we're concerned that the Ukrainian people don't suffer in this winter season from the gas price dispute.
Elsewhere, Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports that Cuban church leaders are alarmed over a rise in government repression. Last September, the government started requiring all house churches to be registered. Since then, it appears there's been a deliberate crackdown on house churches. Earlier this week, Christian Solidarity Worldwide reported the fate of three churches in western Cuba is in question. Pray that Cuba's church leaders will remain faithful despite the oppression. You're listening to Mission Network News. Rwanda continues to grapple with its painful past. Aside from dealing with a criminal issue of the genocide, there are many who are looking at new beginnings. Book of Hope's Rob Hoskins says they're planning a massive distribution this year aimed at the ultimate reconciliation.
What an opportunity for us to come back 12 years later, and instead of memorializing a million people dying 12 years ago, what we're doing is we're saying there's hope for a new generation, and that hope is found in the Gospels. So over a 100-day period of time, over 2 million children and youth in Rwanda will receive the Word of God.
Hoskins says they're working hand-in-hand with the government. However, he's asking people to pray for the project because
there is opposition from the Muslim minority in the nation. They've busted into churches, Muslim police, they're trying to confiscate our sound equipment and different things that we need for the distribution. So there's still a great deal of spiritual warfare that will be taking place. The enemy does not want to see us accomplish this great kingdom plan.
Meanwhile, it's been 50 years since five missionaries died trying to evangelize jungle Indians in Ecuador. A very different scene greeted a Mission Aviation Fellowship pilot circling the river beach where they were speared. Ralph Kirkenbach was there and has more.
Some 200 people below witnessed the baptisms of 10 Warani Indian believers. The Warani were known as Aucas, or savages, until reached with God's love through family members of those killed in 1956. The historic event also served to launch many into missions. The baptisms culminated a Warani conference. Lloyd Rogers of Christian Missions in Many Lands calls it the biggest such gathering of Warani believers.
Ladies have walked for 3 days or more, and people that came and arrived late at night, falling out of the canoes downriver, it shows there was some real effort on a lot of people's part to be here. We really want to hear God's word presented in a real special way.
Ralph Kurtenbach for Mission Network News, Ecuador.
The deaths are the focus of End of the Spear, which debuts in theaters next Friday. And nearly 24 million Mexicans live in extreme poverty. In Mexico City, millions of people live as squatters, and up to 600,000 children are sleeping on the streets. Compassion International teams from the United Kingdom are active in the region, working to free the children from economic, social, and physical poverty, and enabling them to become fulfilled Christian adults. Pray that Compassion projects will continue to grow in urban areas and reach out to children in some of the largest slums. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is making available Rick Warren's Ministry Toolbox, a weekly newsletter that helps church leaders guide congregations into better health in worship, fellowship, discipleship, ministry, and evangelism. It's free. Sign up by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.